British man is beginning a life sentence in the United Arab Emirates after being convicted of spying for the UK government. Matthew Hedges' family insists the PhD student is innocent and had only gone to the Gulf nation to carry out field research. British authorities have also poured scorn on the espionage allegations and say there will be consequences if he's not released. Barbara Miller reports.
It was a brief hearing. Those in court say it lasted just a matter of minutes, but it resulted in a lengthy sentence, life. Matthew Hedges' family says he was shaking as it was handed down. The 31-year-old PhD student at the University of Durham in Northern England was arrested 6 months ago and accused of spying for the UK. His wife, Daniela Tejada, says that's nonsense.
If he was a spy, he would be a terrible one. What kind of spy goes to a country with a questionnaire, a dictaphone, and asks questions openly?
Matthew Hedges' colleague at Durham University, Professor John Williams, says he's also perplexed by the allegations.
The information that we've been given, and the UAE authorities have provided very, very little about this, is that Matt was kind of brought to their attention by a citizen of the UAE who was concerned about the questions that he was asking. We don't know who that person was. As far as we're aware, that person remains entirely anonymous.
Britain and the United Arab Emirates have strong commercial and military ties. In 2012, the two countries announced a defence partnership. The UK's Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, says that could change if Matthew Hedges is not released.
We see absolutely no evidence for any of the charges laid against him. We're very concerned for his welfare. The UAE is supposed to be a friend and ally of Britain's. We've given them repeated assurances about Matthew. And if we can't resolve this, there are going to be serious diplomatic consequences.
Bob Seeley is a British Member of Parliament for the governing Conservative Party, who sits on the Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee.
They're doing this to send a signal. That's pretty clear. There are acute sensitivities about the Arab Spring. There are sensitivities between the Sunnis and Shia growing in the Middle East because of the tensions between Saudi and Iran. And there are sensitivities also about the Muslim Brotherhood. And I suspect there is one of these, or a combination of these dynamics, playing out here to send a message to academics, both in the UAE, and journalists and civic activists, to be more careful about what they look into.
The fact that he has been accused of spying sends a shivering message to all academics in the West, academics in Australia, who need to carry out field work in the region.
That's Professor Sharam Akbarzadeh, a researcher in Middle East politics at Deakin University.
This is really part and parcel of a major drawing back and limiting alternative voices in the Arab world, in the Middle East, broadly speaking, not just UAE.
Professor Akbarzadeh says the Emirati authorities are taking their lead from their close ally, Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia has become a lot more nationalist in the way it presents itself. They try to establish a certain level of independence, if you like, from the West. And UAE is really following that lead.
Is there any comparison between the case of Matthew Hedges and the murder of Jamal Khashoggi?
I think the murder of Jamal Khashoggi was a really extreme case, in the sense that the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia and people who advise him felt that they are immune from public scrutiny, felt that they could do whatever they wanted without anyone raising a voice, felt they could carry out this hideous act with impunity. So that was a very extreme case, but it does speak to the overall thinking in the region among the incumbent regimes, that they're becoming more and more intolerant of dissenting views, and they are prepared to take measures which would have been unthinkable a few years back.
It's understood Matthew Hedges has 30 days to appeal his sentence.
Barbara Miller reporting.